Welcome to Sci-Fi On Screen, a podcast where we look at and analyze all filmed science fiction entertainment, be that of a big screen, a small screen, a web series, anything that requires a camera. It's basically is fair game for this podcast. And I wanted to give a little introduction about my approach and about what I'm looking forward to do here in this podcast. A little bit of background. Me, I'm 46 years old. I live in New York City, and I grew up on Long Island, in a suburb of Long Island, about midway on the island. And like many people involved in geek culture in their lives, my dad took me to see Star Wars when it first opened. Now, I don't remember if I was into science fiction before I saw Star Wars. I don't think that I was. So he took me to see it, and like most of us, a lot of people who are probably listening to this podcast right now, it blew the top of my head off, and it sent me into a place of imagination and wonder and science as well, actually. I was a little bit of a science nerd when I was a kid, and this kind of exacerbated it, as it were. One thing also about films with me, my childhood was not one where it was fun to be present, shall we say, in the real world all the time. And so there was an added attraction for film. Film was not something that I was ambivalent about. Film was an extremely powerful and incredibly seductive medium that took me away from my life, my problems, myself. And it showed me things on the screen, ways of behavior and morals and vistas and cool guys who were tough, who used force, other people who were moral and used peace. You name it, you know, and especially the sci-fi realm. I think at that point, I was listening to progressive rock music and loving sci-fi. Like, I was a guy who was most comfortable in someone else's universe or dreaming about my own universes. As the years have gone by, I've watched a ton of science fiction television, science fiction film. I've read a lot of science fiction novels, but film really has impacted me probably the most. The novels maybe have impacted me on a deeper, more personal level in some ways, but film has consistently been a big impact on my life. And I love talking about it. I love talking about film. I love talking about the director, what I think the music is doing, why I like actors or don't like actors, and why I think a scene works or doesn't work. I'm also a frustrated writer as well, so it sort of gives my creativity a much boost, where maybe if I was creating a lot of stuff on my own, I wouldn't be as interested in intense criticism of things or intense exploration of things. Be that as it may, this is who I am, and this is what I do. And I really love it. I have luckily found one or two people in my life at tender age of 46 that love talking about films and science fiction as well. And yet I realize that I love to talk, and I have theories and opinions on every aspect of these bloody films. I get the eye glaze and the ahums after a certain period when I'm jabbering away for way longer than is polite, even with good friends. Podcasting for me was not an easy mix, in that the NPR podcast, Radiolab, and all those kind of podcasts I stumbled upon, I really, really enjoyed the content of the podcast, but there was something about sort of the NPR delivery that made it very hard for me to connect to the podcasts. And it was not until I discovered Dan Carlin's Hardcore History podcast where I thought, that's what I can do. That's how I can do it. And Carlin is one man. First of all, I highly recommend Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. He also has a podcast called Common Sense, which is more about current events and politics and how they relate to historical themes. But his history podcasts are some of the best I've ever listened to. So I highly recommend you check out Dan's podcast. So from Dan's podcast, I really got a sense of this is how I'd want to do it. One guy, deadly serious, very, very detailed, and, you know, Dan's podcast can last an hour and a half. Never fear that mine are not going to be that long, but they've been clocking in at about an hour as I've been testing in the waters. So that's a little bit of background on how I stumbled into podcasting, and I really am interested in looking at these films in a very detailed way and expounding on my theories and themes. I think for people who love science fiction cinema, and for many level, I really hope you get something out of the podcasts. I also welcome your comments and suggestions as well, as I hopefully get my site up to handle them. So this has just been a brief introduction. My name is Jeff Palermo. I'd like to welcome you to Sci-Fi On Screen.